Great. How did you get on? So let's see who's feeling bold. Anyone want to kind of shout out something they did and perhaps an answer they got? Anyone want to kick us off? Otherwise, I'll just pick on something or someone. Anyone want to kick us off?
I suppose one Thomas, the one.
Great.
John Perry.
Yep.
You couldn't get any more skeptic than Thomas.
Yeah.
You've already seen Jesus.
Yeah.
And said he wouldn't believe unless he sees. He put his fingers in his side and through his hand.
Yeah.
And then Jesus appears to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But his word, even Jesus' word says, blessed are you who you have seen.
Yeah.
Blessed are those who haven't seen but still believe.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant, yeah. So yeah, exactly. So if you're meeting somebody saying, I'm a real skeptic, I won't believe this stuff, I just think it's a load of rubbish. And you can say, yeah, do you know there's a guy just like you in the Bible called Thomas? And he said, I refuse to believe unless I have hard evidence that he got it. Do you want to see the evidence? Yeah, and brilliant. You can point them to Jesus. And the Bible's got the answers. It's all about Jesus. Thank you so much. Great. Thomas is a great one. Anyone else? Any other particular passage?
We just looked at the arrogance of a Christian God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is the God who humbles himself to wash his disciples' feet.
Yeah.
He's so arrogant that he serves his disciples.
Yeah. Yeah, boom. Yeah, it's a great one. And when people talk about the arrogance of God, you've got that, haven't you? Look at Jesus. He's got all the power to do anything he wants. And what does he do? He uses it to serve. It gets to go massively low to lift you up. Yeah. It's a great way of being able to just say that Jesus is good. Have a look at him. Brilliant. Thank you. Other kind of ones. Anyone else wants to shout out? Yeah. Great. Yeah, you can just quote the verse, can't you? yeah, exactly. So do what Jesus says. No, they don't. Only he does. What do you think? And then we're going, that's arrogant, or whatever. But then you've got a conversation started, haven't you, by just putting the agenda on Jesus. And you can maybe talk about Jesus a bit more, and you can say, well, these are the reasons why I think he's accurate here. Yeah.
I'm afraid that I won't be able to change what I'm
like. Yeah.
And we put Jesus will change and you'll be a new creation.
Brilliant, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if people say that I'm just too messed up, he can't ever do anything. You say, do you know what? Jesus describes himself as divine, and he says, when you trust him, you connect with him, and his life lives through you, and so he can change you. Yeah, you can't, you're right, but he can. So you've got all this stuff where you're getting it on Jesus. What do you make of it? That kind of same question gets a bit boring on one level to us, but it's actually not, it starts the conversation. Yes?
If you get to one in John 14,
yeah.
All roads lead to God.
Yeah. Right.
All roads lead to the same destination.
Right. Yeah.
Going to
land in, why are you
taking the boat to John
Road? Yeah. So you could, unless you're going in reverse or something. Yeah. Yeah. So you could throw a question like that. Yeah, so a question back can sometimes be of great help. I know someone else who said, do all ages lead to God? Yeah, yes they do. But either to God as judge or God as saviour. So which one are you going to get? So, you know, there's different takes. You can have all different kind of quirky answers. But key thing, let's keep it right. Let's keep it on Jesus. Brilliant. Yeah. Better than Gillette at the moment. Great, yeah. Yeah. Right, you didn't get it, yeah. Anyone else get that one? John T. Not get the question, but well, maybe did anyone get the question, but did anyone answer it as well? Yes.
So he was at a wedding and he turned water into wine. Yeah. So
yeah, yeah. Yeah, with a side of quiche. Yeah, a side of cold quiche. You're right, yeah. So I think if you say, so people say Christianity is boring, and you say, do you know what Jesus' first miracle was? He turned 150 gallons of water into the finest of wines. He's not boring. That's him saying, I'm here to make the world flow with joy and make your life flow with joy. Do you have joy in your life? And they're like, well, no. So, come to Jesus then. Come on. Repent. Anyway, yeah, so you can say that kind of stuff. Brilliant. Any other kind of ones? Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting, different kind of ideas that people might have. Some might be like, oh, Christianity sounds boring. Someone else is really wrestling with guilt and shame. And you've got this brilliant story of a guy who wept bitterly over his guilt and shame, and Jesus restores him. Yeah, you say, look, he's done that for him. He can do that for you. And then see what their response is. It's good. Great. Brilliant. Thank you. So here.
We struggled with the what is truth one.
Ah, right. I probably will as well. Yeah, good one. I was about to look at that one, actually. It's before Pilate, isn't it? 36 to 37. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are kingdom, Sir Pilate." Jesus answered, "You say I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came to the world is to testify the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." So, I think my point from that, having just reread it there, is what is truth? It's saying Jesus. Jesus says he's the truth. So truth, sure there's different kind of propositions or ideas or beliefs that we need to have, but Jesus says all of those propositions are about him. So he is the truth. So Jesus says, if you want to know the truth about God, the world and you, listen to him. He's the truth. Have you listened to what he has to say about you? So fair, not you personally, but yeah. It's good if you have. But yeah, throw that question back. So Jesus claims the truth is himself. Have you listened to what he has to say? Yeah. Again, it's not like, oh well, yes, I must follow Jesus right now. But it gets him back on the agenda. It's all focused on him. Any others?
I'm a good person, I'll be okay. And Nicodemus was a good person. Jesus says you must be born again.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. 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 So you can tell that, can't you? We're talking about stories earlier. You can say, here's a guy who is at the top of the tree, righteous. Everyone loved him and thought he was a brilliant, brilliant guy. And yet Jesus says that to him, actually, you need new life, you need a new heart. And you can throw that one out to people. It's really a really good one to do. Other kind of issues or questions?
We said, why have Christians been slaughtered all their life and they try and annihilate the truth?
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, Jesus says it's because they don't know him or the Father. That's why Christians are getting killed. And you're right, I think you could link it back to John 3, 19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world. But people love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. And they're afraid to step into the light in case their deeds will be exposed. Because people don't like light. So you could say that Jesus says it's because when Christians know Jesus, they're lit up by him. So they're shining his light out into the world. And none of us like our darkness being exposed. We all hate it when someone comes along who's better looking or more bright or whatever. We all hate that and we want to turn away or run away. We want to snuff out that light. So that Jesus gives an answer as to why that's the case.
And also yeah. Jesus says, we know where we're going. So
yeah.
When Christians die, it's not the end for them.
Yeah.
Although they may be annihilated,
yeah. So Christians have that assurance. Do you know, and then again, throw out that question, do you know where you're going when you die? Or what do you think happens when you die? And I ask people, because again, they're not the kind of questions that anyone asks normally in normal society, that these are the questions we need to be asking. No one else is going to ask them to anyone. So that's less to the asking. Yeah.
You're useless.
Thank you. Yeah. So I'm often told. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. I don't know a great deal, but yeah. What I do know is that Jesus opened my eyes.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing, isn't it? We can only tell people what we know, and I think always try and get more knowledge and understand more stuff. But we can only share what we know. But that's what we can say. Well, I don't know loads about this, but I know that Jesus loves you, and I know he's opened my eyes, and he wants to open yours too. So yeah, absolutely say that, and let people know what he's like. Brilliant. Any final ones? The blind man. Oh, that was the blind, yeah, we did the blind man just then, yeah. Sorry? Can't trust the politician, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you see, you say that, yeah. You know, the world's no different to it was in Jesus' day, and Jesus said there's loads of people out there trying to steal and kill and destroy, but actually he's different, he's the unique one, because he actually lays down his life for us. So you can trust Jesus, because he lays down his life for you. That's how much he loves you. And again, say that. Have you ever considered that? And most people haven't, so do you want to have a look with me? And a lady I was talking to earlier was saying, yeah, you can invite people to like an alpha course and invite people along to these things. That could be the next step. It could be, have you seen what he's done for you? Do you want to find out more? Well, I've got Alpha going on, we've got Christian Explorer, we've got Changing Lanes going on. Would you like to have a look at the Bible with me? You can, you know, throw those things out to people. This is what the CUs are doing at the moment. They're giving away these kind of Mark's Gospels, Uncover. So it's got the Gospel in the first part, and then it's got questions to go through with someone afterwards, where you look at the kind of evidence and you ask questions and answer them, sit down over coffee and chat with people. A great way of doing things. So, yeah, ask them, do you want to explore more? And if they can always go, no thanks. Or, you know, that's the worst that's going to happen. But you're just inviting people to explore more. So let's go for it. This one's Mark. They do a whole range. They do a John one, which is like a lot thinner. But yeah, it's called Uncover, See for Yourself. So it's Mark's Gospel. Be welcome to look. Brilliant. Anyone got any final things to say? We're about to wrap up. So any kind of final comments or questions or things you just want to think would be helpful for other people to hear? Yes, please.
Very often people will say, oh yeah, I believe in God, but I don't really know anything about Jesus in this time.
Yeah.
How would you turn that around to people?
Yeah, so if they say, I know...
I think I believe in God.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really like the idea of Jesus.
Yeah. I think I'd say... I would say just have, again, I'd say the same thing I've been saying, it's a bit repeat parrot style, but have you actually looked at Jesus for yourself? If they say yeah, and then I'd say, well, what do you make of him? What don't you like about him? And if it's, you know, because he said something, then you can talk about that. If they say, I've never looked at him, you say, well, you know, don't write him off until you have. In fact, you've got to look at him because of the claims he made and because of the impact he's had on human history. He's the most important person to look at. So do you want to do that with me? Or come along to... Alpha or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Beam. Yeah, so yeah, go for it. I think do that kind of thing. Anyone else?
Yeah, so actually asked me that question many years ago.
Yeah.
Not long after Evidence That Demands a Verdict had come out.
Oh, right. Well, Josh McDowell. Yeah.
And said, well, have you actually gone and looked at the evidence for yourself?
Yeah.
Just trying to sort of have an argument with me because yeah. Actually looked into this stuff.
Yeah.
You're arguing against some of the best
warlords
in the Latin.
Yeah. Yeah, just ask them, challenge them, back mirror. Yeah. Yep, brilliant. And final comment, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think there are things that we kind of need to be addressing in our growth groups, home groups, during our sermons, that I think it's important to try and deal with these questions as we're doing our preaching and stuff, so that people are equipped to go, actually, there are good answers to all these things. And I think as Christians, we get oh, there's brilliant answers, all about Jesus. We get infused and go, oh, of course that's true. And then you get keen to share the gospel because you go, there's brilliant foundations for it. And it's like, it surprises us, but it shouldn't surprise us, you know, because God's true and what he says is true. But yeah, absolutely. We've got to be teaching each other this and encouraging each other with what's true. Saying, I've read this book recently, there's a brilliant kind of line in it. And just sharing Jesus with each other. The way we grow as Christians is the way we start as Christians. You know, according to Paul in Colossians, what do you do? You repent and believe. And Paul says in Colossians 2, that's exactly how we grow. It's the same gospel that changes us, that brought us in. Always believe in Jesus. Yeah.
What would you say to someone who doesn't believe the Bible?
Yeah. So someone who doesn't believe the Bible. I think Jesus, you know, in John 5, that Jesus says, well, the Bible's all about him. So if we're not believing the Bible, we're not believing him. Well, I'd say, I mean, on that note, if they've got a particular issue with the Bible and they're not just prepared to go take Jesus' word for it, I'd say, again, if you looked at the kind of the evidence for it, there's a million things you could say on that, but there's loads of documentary evidence for it in terms of it being reliable, that we've got what was written down, and actually the content of it. I said, Jesus is always quoting scripture, and his view of it's so high that if we shared it, we'd get a nosebleed, just like I did when I ate a pizza at Pizza Express once with chilies on it. It just caused a nose to go. But yeah, his view is so high, he's always quoting it. And so his life was centered on this stuff because he knew it is true. So I'd say Jesus trusted it, both old and new. And here's a whole bunch of other reasons. If you want to look into it, we can talk about the documentary evidence, the fulfilled prophecies. It's a whole bunch of things. There's a brilliant book actually out recently by Peter Williams, who's at Tyndale House, Cambridge. It's a short book, but it has absolutely massive price tag on the book. But it's about 14 quid or something like that. But it's a really good book about can we trust the Gospels? And he's a great scholar. I'll get people to have a read of that because it shows you why you can trust that what we've got is what was there and the Quaternary Rose Tree. Brilliant. I'm going to I'll pray and then we will wrap up. Father, thank you so much for the good news of Jesus. Father, thank you that you've given us that privilege of knowing you through your Son. Father, thank you that you so loved this world that you gave your one and only Son. You didn't hold him back, but you gave him, you poured him out. And Father, thank you that Jesus came willingly, and because he loves you and because he loves us and he loves the people in this world. And Father, we pray that that love that you have for us, Father, that love you have for the world would drive us and stir us to be compelled to share the gospel with the lost. Father, please will we just have a great compassion for those who don't know Jesus. Help us to look on them as you do, and help us to speak highly of Jesus and commend him. Father, help us just to give Jesus answers. Help us to do that to each other as we talk normally and naturally in life. Help us just to talk about Jesus so it's naturally coming out of our lips when we talk to people who aren't Christians too. Father, please protect our journeys home. Father, please continue to work in us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.